case is case number 9439, Jessica Rosales. It's the variance from the minimum age requirement for a manufactured home. This case was tabled at our last meeting, so that Jessica bring a picture in by the end of that week for the two gentlemen opposition. Did they get in and look at the pictures at all? They
were given. I've seen two gentlemen.
You've seen no one.
And there's no comments left.
No comments left. That was our motion to leave the record open, but for that sole purpose.
I think that, I don't know. I mean, like I brought up at the public hearing, you know, this is a large enough parcel. It could be subdivided and two mobiles put on there.
Yep. So well, here's the mobile home.
Given that, they might have considered that
they may have done
better than two.
Yeah, this is the one that the young lady is proposing to. It's sitting up right in Milford by Hitchens Tar Service. I go by to see it within the area, but I've got by Hitchens Tar Service up in Milford on Route 1, I guess you call it. Where this is sitting at? No, double wide. No, you're up at Wilson's. I'm talking about the other place. No. And we're splitting that. You gotta go through Lake John Allendale. You might be out there to the right, and it's nowhere that would be.
Went by it again yesterday. There's a it's a woods block in it anyway.
Oh yeah.
Got that lot through the other home still. And that's a nice looking.
It's a nice looking trailer.
Nice looking mobile there.
Mm-hmm. It is very well maintained. I didn't see anything, but we did leave it open. And you say they did not come in. As far as you know, no one is calling.
I haven't received anything. There's nothing in the file. No comments. I didn't even see the two gentlemen.
Okay. Well, the young lady was gonna take care of doing it, so she did her part.
Actually, I went down and took the photos.
Yeah, I asked you to, or if you could get down, and you did. And I went down
right
the following
day
and took pictures of myself, too.
And I had them in the file immediately.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Gay?
Excuse me. For the record, that's the only purpose we left. We did leave the
purpose. Just for the purpose of pictures. Right. Just
the
so they
pictures
could.
Pictures and for them to come in.
Bring it in if they could see it. So.
Did we establish a time frame where the photos in when we said.
Within the end of that week?
Or
at that week.
And were they in that week?
I have not seen them.
No.
The pictures.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, they were
in
the next
day.
They were taken, brought in the next day.
They had ample time.
Yeah, they had ample time.
Let me just note for the record, there's somebody with their hands up.
I'm sorry, but are you speaking with the property on Allendale Road?
16 and 595.
Yeah. Wilson Farm Road.
Yeah.
The Wheatley Estate.
Yeah.
Cedar.
They were under the assumption that someone had to be here, so I came to see them.
Nuh-uh. No, we told them that if they're coming to the office, they'd be in there by Friday at the end of that week. That the,
yeah,
but that's not Wheatley Estate though, ma'am. Either I don't believe.
It is.
Is it?
I don't think so.
No, it wasn't John.
The
gentleman sitting here that night. Yeah.
The arrangement that was made was that there was a fixed time period for the photos to be brought in, after which anybody else had an opportunity to come in the office and inspect the record and the photographs. So
Wilson Farm, really.
Yeah, I thought that was very clear, and in fact, I think it was me who suggested that they be in quickly so that anyone in opposition or who was interested would have sufficient time to inspect the pictures. I don't think there was anything unclear about that, and if someone chose not to avail themselves of that opportunity, I think they forfeited it now. There's no additional comments.
There's no comments
available tonight,
and
not from you either.
And that was, Mr. Mills, for the record, that was a Kenny and Bernice Wilson farm. We determined that over in Bridgeville. That, you know, we came to the end. They thought that, and we went around that with the gentleman, that one gentleman, after we told him that. But that's where that was from.
Even if it were in the subdivision, they got private restrictions. That's up to them. You know,
sure.
That doesn't affect the subdivision.
And the real issue is basically the age of the mobile. I don't see where it looks older than 5 years old. Which a five-year-old unit can be put on there, and as I stated before, that property could be subdivided into two five-year-old units be put on there.
That you did.
So depending on where the applicant placed that mobile, it could still be done later down the road.
Okay. Well, there being no further discussion, Chair will entertain a motion then on case number 9439.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see where
it's a variance.
Okay. The only uniqueness is that it's slightly older than 5 years. I don't see where it shows that age. think that allowing the mobile would enable reasonable use of the property. Won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood and is a minimum variance to afford relief. Therefore, I make a motion. We approve case number 9,439.
Have a second to that motion?
Second.
You guys have split here, man. Have a motion by Mr. Mills, with a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 9,439. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. Gentlemen, that's the that's everything on the agenda. We only have one case to be held over. So being no further business, entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Meeting is adjourned.
Subject to call.
All but
you're ready for something.